And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, December 31st, 2020. Today in the news, thanks to a new law, expect more widespread stimulus fraud, reports Washington Examiner. The $900 billion bill just passed actually is the second major stimulus effort. The new spending bonanza comes as a follow-up to the $2 trillion CARES Act passed in March. Yet it hasn't fixed any of the bill's glaring problem. Turns out the CARES Act sent $1 million in stimulus checks to dead people, and its uber-expanded welfare system lost more unemployment fraud than the entire unemployment system paid out in 2019. Well, gold prices are set to register the best annual performance in a decade, reports CNBC. Gold last traded at $1,897 an ounce, up more than 24% for the year, its best since 2010. Silver last traded at about $26.44 an ounce, up more than 48% this year, its best performance also since 2010. We look for gold to move to $1,950 an ounce in the first quarter of 2021, with the expansionary monetary and fiscal policy pushing inflation expectations up, with U.S. real interest rates falling further, said UBS analyst Giovanni Stanello. Well, while we all could use a year without surprises, reports Zero Hedge, it could be a surprise itself if we didn't get any in 2021. As such, Morgan Stanley's chief rate strategist Matthew Hornbach discusses 10 scenarios which would surprise the consensus and thus move the global markets in meaningful ways. Surprise number one, the developed market liquidity avoids emerging markets and drives the developed market's asset bubble higher. Surprise number two, a divided government just might agree on an infrastructure package. While a Democratic-controlled Senate would be a surprise, a bigger surprise in 21 would be a bipartisan agreement on an infrastructure plan. And lastly, how to become a better investor than the rest, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. Bill's been publishing investment advice since 1980, but I only became interested in investing itself, not economics, when I became serious about my children's and grandchildren's money. Investing is not economics. Economics is the study of how people work together to build wealth. The prudent investor, with a sharp pencil and a sharp mind, profits from errors in buying or selling mispriced assets. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next year, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Do it first thing in 2021.